Well, good morning. What a joy it is to come together on the online service. You know, we're not here in the physical realm, but we are here in the spiritual realm because our spirit connect and we teach and preach God's word as a word of encouragement. Now, I wanted to share with you something that's new on the website. If you look at the youth message, and the title this week is The Magic Cloak, you go over to where the scripture Mark 6:30, 34, 53, 56 is highlighted in blue. Well, if you click on that, Phil had added the scripture that I'm going to share, and it comes up on the screen, or we'll use it in church on Sunday morning so people can follow along. The New Living Translation is what I use, and that's what he had, and it's almost identical to the New Living Translation that I use, but over the years, you know, some of the words have been upgraded and some of the words were taken out, but for the most part, it's very accurate. So with that, I want to share with you the scripture that I have today that I want to share with you, and it comes in Mark's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 30 through 34, and then I'll flip over to 53 through 56. New Living Translation says this, starting at verse 30. The apostles returned to Jesus from their ministry tour and told him all they had done and what they had taught. Then Jesus said, "Let's get away from the crowds a while and rest." There were so many people coming and going that Jesus and his apostles didn't even have time to eat. They left by boat for a quieter spot. But many people saw them leaving, and people from the many towns ran along the shore and met them on the other side as they landed. A vast crowd was there as he stepped from the boat, and he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he taught them many things. And now we go over to verse 53 through the end of the chapter. When they arrived at Gennesaret on the other side of the lake, they anchored the boat, climbed out. The people standing there recognized him at once, and they ran throughout the whole area and began carrying sick people to him on mats. Wherever he went, in the villages and the cities and out on the farms, they laid the sick in the market plazas and in the streets. The sick begged him to let them at least touch the fringe of his robe, and all who touched him were healed. May God add his blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. You know, in church, behind the pulpit, I have this cloth that's up on the top of that big chair, and that cloth is, some people call it a prayer cloth, and modern-day terms, but in Jesus' day, it was called a tallit. Now, Jesus wore something similar to that all through his time here on earth. And it, like with the woman with the issue of blood, she touched the hem of his garment and she was healed. And as this scripture here, they were begging him just to let us touch the fringe of his robe. And all who touched it were healed. Now, it's not a magical cloth, but I titled my message today, Christ in the Magic Cloak. Now, it wasn't a magic cloak, but it was a... Tina said to me one day when I was talking to her about the tallit, she said, isn't it a symbol of our faith, basically? And I said, yeah, that's exactly what it is. I took the tallit home a couple of weeks ago, when Judy was having problems with her feet. And as she took her naps, I laid the tallit across her feet and legs. And, you know, amazingly enough, it wasn't nothing me. It wasn't magical about that cloth. But it was a symbol of our faith and her feet and legs getting better. So, in the day that Jesus walked this earth, people were amazed at people, both men and women, that wore the tallit. Even if you look now on the Jewish people, of the Orthodox Jews, if you see videos of them in Israel, and there's a lot of them in New York City, you will see that they have all kinds of different garments that they wear. Even the Amish, with the black hat and the shirts and so forth, some of that came back from Israel and the Orthodox Jews. The Amish are very, very faithful people. But the different garments that we see, we maybe think about them as being adorned in fashion. But in them days, those tallits and the things that people wore were very special. In fact, sometimes we in our modern day can get caught up in our own fashion trends. And we also assume that maybe in Jesus' time. Maybe they just slapped on this robe and put the cloth around him and off they went. But clothing was just as stylish in Jesus' time as it is in our day and time now. And they went through fads and all kinds of stuff like we do. But what you wear sometimes is what it says about you. The color of the clothing and the quality of your tunic when you were in Jesus' day, if you wore a belt or a sash or a bag around your waist or a cloak around your body, sandals on your feet, an apron, jewelry, ornaments, bracelets, anklets, earrings, rings, combs, hairpins, even oils and perfume, said a lot about your character and your individual taste, so to speak, in clothing. What does it mean to be clothed in holiness? Well, we find many phrases in scriptures that refer to clothing, as I mentioned, especially cloaks of the prophets and the rabbis and the priests. And we also hear metaphors of clothe yourself in righteousness. So if you're clothed in glory, clothe yourself in humility, put on the clothing of holiness, put on the armor of God, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus, and put the armor of light, and clothe yourself with the presence of God. Amen. Even if you've experienced that, where you look at someone, or you are around somebody, and you just know that person's a good person, you get a good feeling from being around them, and you instinctively trust them. That's what happens sometimes when we develop a good relationship. Did you ever bring a fresh bouquet of flowers from the garden and maybe give it to mom, or brought it into the house yourself and put it in a vase? Well, as long as those flowers are in your home, you can smell that fragrant scent. And you are reminded of their beauty. And that's the way it was in Jesus' day. Jesus passed by the people. Whenever he was there, he was the person of a fragrance, so to speak, or God's salve of grace. You know, you get a boo-boo sometimes, you go and get a salve and you rub it on the boo-boo. Well, the fragrance of Jesus and the presence of Jesus was like that salve of grace. God's love, God's forgiveness, God's healing power. So for us today, is that magic cloak as I was talking about, that power of Christ is evident in our prayers, in our rituals, and in our sacraments, and our personal time with God. John Wesley called these things means of grace. And when we come into a personal space with God, when we feel the Holy Spirit around us and beside us and among us, and when we open ourselves up to the presence of God, we become filled with the sense of well-being, peace, and love, and fullness that reminds us that God's working through us, that Christ is living his resurrection life in us, and we have the peace that passes all understanding. Because when you're close to God, the more that you can feel the Holy Spirit among you, you get that peace. And I hope and pray you all know what I mean. And I know Tina and Tina too, and Travis and Carol Morgan has been ministering to you all these wonderful things about a relationship with God. So we want to be able to know that when you have this special relationship with God, we have an opportunity that's a powerful witness to other folks. So when Jesus sent out his apostles to minister and to carry out his mission of the gospel, he instructed them to heal. The Holy Spirit blew amidst them and within them, filled them with Christ's glory and presence and power. And they too were able to heal and proclaim Jesus to everyone that approached it. Well, in James chapter 5, it gives us instructions. It says, if anyone among you is sick, call upon the elders of the church. That's the mature believers. Not necessarily the pastor, but the mature believers in Christ. Anoint them with oil, the oil of our people, which is olive oil, and pray the prayer of faith. And Jesus will help them heal then, or maybe slowly, because our body is designed to heal itself. But when you pray the prayer of faith over people, a lot of people are really, really and truly touched. So when you look up there and you come to church and you see that cloth across the back of that chair with writing on it, you know, ask me about it. I'd love to talk to you about it. It's called a tallit. May God continue to bless all that you do. And we thank you for Tina and Travis and Tina too and Carol Morgan, because I think sometime in August is our target date to have you all back in church in person, because we sure do miss you. God loves you, and so do we.